The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I wrote this in November 2008, and it is in my book. Perhaps the most destructive, life-changing aspect of American society in the past 50 years has been the advent of political correctness. These arrogant rules of behavior have remained in our society for much too long. They're phony and they should be discarded. On the internet, there are various descriptions of the meaning of political correctness, also known as PC. It's ugly, stupid truth about offending people and guarding the First Amendment. Also, PC is called cultural Marxism. It's also called the new communism. And finally, it's responsible for stifling liberty and common sense. It is leftist bigotry. It is astonishing, but these restrictive rules of behavior have been embraced and tolerated in our society and even in all of Europe for so many years. Now for the really destructive aspects of PC. It has made intellectual wimps of many elementary and high school students because competition is stifled and the achievement of excellence is a no-no. Worse than that, history is no longer factual. It is tampered with and changed so that nobody's feelings are hurt. Now, with regard to the damage to our military, many Americans feel it's immoral for our government to listen in on phone calls originating from outside our country where we could intercept any possible danger to our military by our enemies. It is more important to that PC crowd of people to be sure that their First Amendment rights take precedence over our soldiers' safety in war. Another related topic is so-called torture. I believe that all war is torture. Waterboarding is called torture, though no one ever died or was permanently damaged by a few minutes of waterboarding, and very often life-saving information is obtained. Waterboarding releases information that could save the lives of many of our soldiers. If it saves even one, I believe it should be used. Asking our military to fight with conditions is suicide. Waterboarding the enemy has proven to save many soldiers. To withhold it is crazy. If a country is at war, it must fight to win and not fight with one hand behind them. So, to conclude, how incongruous is the way of liberal displaced compassion, where those of the political left will show emotional concern for the perpetrator of evil or the murderer, and yet minimize and ignore the pain or death of the victim. It's another form of callous political correctness. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.